Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, January 23rd. First, our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways in Bruce County and around Owen Sound are snow-packed, with icy stretches underneath. County roads are similar. Highways in eastern and southern Gray County are closer to bare and wet. Fair and sometimes poor visibility around Bruce County and Owen Sound. The radar is showing snow falling across Kemble and Wyarton, Owen Sound, and in southern Bruce County. A quick cancellation notice. The Owen Sound Family Health Team offices and After Hours Clinic are closed for the rest of the day due to a flood. Bruce County Council has officially adopted its budget for 2025. The total budget for the county for this year includes expenditures of $191 million and estimates that revenues collected from property tax levies is about $71 million. The budget will have a tax levy increase of 4.92%. That translates to an average of an additional $59 per household. Grey Bruce OPP say with the recent snowfall in the area, most of the snowmobile trails in Grey Bruce are open to some extent. They say they will be out patrolling the trails and checking for trail permits, licenses, and insurance. Yesterday, OPP spotted a driver from South Bruce Peninsula without a trail permit. They were fined $240. OPP note that's roughly the same cost to buy a permit from the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs. It runs between $200 and $295. They're asking people to be responsible on the trails, wear proper gear, abide by the laws, and don't drink and drive. Canada Post says delivery service alerts for Owen Sound have been lifted and operations are back to normal. Yesterday, they suspended delivery due to the snow, cold, and windy winter weather. Another huge and rapidly moving wildfire north of LA has seen 50,000 people ordered or warned to evacuate. The Hughes Fire broke out late yesterday morning and in less than a day has charred nearly 41 square kilometers. The Palisades and Eden fires have killed at least 28 people and destroyed more than 14,000 structures since they broke out January 7th. According to a leading disaster modeling firm, the California fires have caused at least $28 billion in insured damage. Emilia Perez, a musical melodrama crime thriller, set a new record for the most nominations earned by an international film with 13 Oscar nods. Next were Wicked and The Brutalist, each with 10 Oscar nominations. A Canadian documentary called Sugarcane about residential schools is also nominated. Conan O'Brien is set to host the 97th Oscars, which are slated for March 2nd. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 122 points to 25,434. The Dow Jones is up 408 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.5 U.S. cents, down 1/100th of a cent, and the price of oil is $74.21, down $1.23 a barrel. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack are off today after a 3-2 loss to the Barrie Colts last night. Tomorrow, they are in Kitchener against the Rangers. You can listen to that game live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. Game time is 7 o'clock. The Knights of Meaford host Tottenham in the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League. That's at the Meaford and St. Vincent Community Centre at 7:30. In the NHL, five Canadian teams in action tonight. Montreal, Calgary and Ottawa all have games, and there's an all-Canadian matchup between Vancouver and Edmonton at 9. Next action for the Toronto Maple Leafs is Saturday when they take on the Senators in Ottawa. And in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors visit Atlanta. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, snow squalls in southern Bruce and northern Grey tonight into Friday. A low of minus 14, the wind chill near minus 20. Clearing Friday afternoon, a high of minus 7, the wind chill minus 10. I'm Claire McCormack, now you are up to date.